Yeah, we've kind of had a reversal on the soybeans here this morning, and kind of had a reversal to the positive side on the corn and wheat, as you mentioned. Several things going on, but let's look here at the prices first of all. Everything was pretty well positive when we came in first thing this morning, and we've seen some changes. So on September corn, we're 374.5. That's up 1.25. December corn, 385. That's up 1.25. August beans are 985, down 5. November beans, 942, down 8. September wheat, $5, up 3.5. And December wheat, up 1.75 at 506. We have the dollar. The U.S. dollar is down 1.11. It's down pretty hard this morning in 96.58. And we have the crude oil is a little bit weaker here this morning, down about 35 at 48.17. In the news here today, there's several things going on. We've had several export announcements here that we sold about 126,000 metric tons of wheat to unknown, or probably that's China. Corn, 108,000 metric tons sold to Mexico. But the big news here this morning, I think, that kind of reversed the soybean market is we saw 200,000 metric ton cancellation to China on soybeans. So that kind of took beans from positive down to negative. We did have good weekly export sales yesterday, so that was positive. We're looking at weekly closes here. They're weaker pretty much for the week on both corn, beans, and wheat. As we go into the next week here, we'll start to see a lot of private estimates come out. We're going to see pictures flying around the email and Twitter, and we're going to see a lot of talk about the crop report that's going to be out on the 12th. We're coming Monday. We're going to be about 7 trading days away from the crop report, and we're going to be looking at a new month. So I would expect volatility to pick up next week and see what happens when we turn into the new month.